This is the Down East Journal. I'm Mac McKee. April is designated as National Poetry Month, and we have a special guest with us on the program, Joseph Bethanty. Since August of 2012, he was appointed by former Governor Bev Perdue as Poet Laureate of North Carolina.
Thanks, Mac. It's really good to be here. The Poet Laureate in our state is the official ambassador of reading, writing, and literature and literacy. He or she travels around the state, typically to libraries, colleges, hospitals, prisons, and I also have a signature project that I've been working on since I was installed, and that's working with returning combat veterans, all veterans really, and their families, to harvest their wartime stories through poems, short stories, you name it, memoir. So it encompasses a pretty wide swath of experiences.
Now, although you're a native of Pittsburgh, you came to North Carolina in the 1970s as part of the Volunteers in Service to America program. How did your service in VISTA prepare you for your current career?
I'll tell you, Mac, I was assigned to the North Carolina Department of Correction. It was in 1976. I knew nothing about prisons and that world. But I worked for 14 months doing basic kinds of things like teaching people to read and adult basic literacy. I did some coaching. I also taught some creative writing, and I moved around the state quite a bit. So it kind of got me on my feet and acquainted with the state and acquainted with dealing with all sorts of populations.
Now, did you find, particularly in the prison populations, did you find many of your audiences very receptive to poetry in general?
Yeah, I really did. Strikes me, Mac, that everyone has a story. Any person you meet on the street has a story and has his or her own arsenal of language. So I think as much as anything, the kind of work I'm trying to do at the grassroots level is to connect people with their stories and with their languages and with their communities and get them to tell about it.
Now, is your presentation, a part lecture and reading?
I'm bopping all over the state, and I read my work, but I also teach workshops to adults and children, just kind of expose them broadly to poetry, the fact that it's written, the fact that they can write it, and also a poem comes alive, I think, when somebody actually reads it.
Now, in addition to poetry, you've also written a volume of short stories, a novel, and a literary history nonfiction in North Carolina. Do you feel confident in all three milieus, and which one is your favorite of all three?
When I feel like I want to write something about something, whatever that might be, my initial impulse is really to write a poem. But often that's not the proper vessel for what it is I'm looking at. The writing tends to be smarter than the writer, if that makes any sense. So sometimes it has a mind of its own, and you have to go where it leads.
Do you see a resurgence in interest in poetry?
North Carolina, if we could just take North Carolina, it is just rife with poets. Every county, every town, there are writing groups, the community colleges offer classes, the university offers classes, there are more literary magazines, more small presses. So poetry has never died. It's actually thriving in ways it never has. Just take it off the pedestal and demystify it and allow people to realize that it is like democracy. It's absolutely for everybody.
Now, who are some of the poets that influenced you as a young poet, and do they have the same influence on you today?
Poet named Robert Lowell, who was one of the great poets of the middle part of the century, and also a poet named Elizabeth Bishop. I have so many other influences. I loved reading Sylvia Plath. The first poems that really grabbed me were those poems that were autobiographical, were narrative, were talking often about family. They were templates that I felt like I could plug my own writing and life into.
Professor Bethanty, how can our listeners find out more about you and your writing?
Joseph Bethanty at WordPress. I'm also blogging every day of April, and that can be found at North Carolina Arts Council website. And, of course, I'm delighted to come to communities whenever I'm invited.
Thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
You can watch Poet Laureate Joe Bethanty share his poem, You're Leaving, at our website, publicradioeast.org.